Welcome, Curious Minds. Today, we're doing a deep dive into a really fascinating passage. It's from the book of Job, chapter 41. Our goal here is to unpack this incredible description of, well, a creature so intense, so terrifying, it kind of makes you rethink human control altogether. And then we want to see what lessons, what wisdom it holds for us, like, right now.
Exactly. And this isn't really just about some, you know, ancient monster myth. It's much more about facing those forces in life that seem completely beyond our grasp and understanding where real power, true power, actually lies. It's really about encouraging trust, strengthening our faith, especially when things feel out of control.
Okay, so let's get into it. Job 41, we hear God himself speaking here. And he's not, interestingly, talking directly to Job about his suffering at this point, but about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's being called Leviathan.
Yeah.
And right away, it's clear this isn't your average creature. God asks Job these rhetorical questions, right? Like, canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook?
If, you know,
canst thou put a hook into his nose? It just immediately slams home the idea that this thing is way beyond human power.
Absolutely. Can you make it beg? Can you make it speak softly? Will it be your servant forever? The questions themselves show the absurdity of trying to control it. And then the description, wow. It vividly paints this picture of just sheer invincibility. Its scales, for example, are called its pride. They're shut tight like a close seal.
Yeah.
So tight, the text says, that no air can come between them. They're fused, unbreakable.
Yeah, and it gets even wilder. By his sneezings, a light doth shine. And get this. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. His breath kindleth coals, like actual fire comes out of its mouth. Smoke pours from its nostrils like a boiling pot. Terrible teeth. It's intense imagery.
It really is. It's a creature depicted with immense, almost cosmic power. We're told, in his neck remaineth strength, and just the act of it raising itself up makes the mighty afraid. It's hard,
yeah.
Hard as stone. And human weapons are just useless. The sword, spear, the dart, nor the habergeon. That's a type of armor. None of it works. It basically treats iron like straw and brass like rotten wood. It just laughs at spears.
Wow. So completely impervious, and it even affects its surroundings, right? Making the Jeep to boil like a pot, leaving this shining path behind it in the water.
Like an elemental force.
Exactly. And then comes that that really powerful statement in verse 33, upon earth there is not his like, who is made without fear. And then God poses the critical question, if no one even dares to face Leviathan, who then is able to stand before me? It's a clear declaration. Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. God is asserting his ultimate sovereignty over everything, even this terrifying creature.
Okay, so we have this incredible, fearsome description, but what's the deeper meaning here? What does Leviathan really represent in this ancient wisdom? Is it just a big sea monster? Well, that's the key question, isn't it? Most scholars agree Leviathan isn't just a literal creature, though it might draw an imagery of crocodiles or whales. It's really a profound symbol. It stands for all those forces, natural, maybe even spiritual, that humans simply cannot conquer or fully understand. Think about chaos, deep suffering, maybe even systemic evil or death itself, things that feel overwhelming. The wisdom here seems to be that, yes, these overwhelming realities exist. They're far beyond our control, but, and this is crucial, God is Lord even over them.
That's a really stark reminder of our limitations, especially today when we feel like we should be able to control everything.
It absolutely pushes back against that. Yeah. By showing Leviathan's untamable power, God's saying to Job, and I think to us too, look, if you can't even handle this creature I made, how could you possibly grasp my plans, my wisdom, my overall running of the universe? It's a powerful way to reaffirm that God's perspective, his authority, it just transcends our human viewpoint. It calls for a respect for the divine order. Even the scariest parts of creation answer to him.
So let's bring this home. For us today, living in a world that often feels incredibly chaotic, maybe full of our own Leviathans.
Yeah.
What's the takeaway? How does contemplating this ancient beast encourage, say, obedience or strengthen our faith when we're facing things that feel just too big?
Yeah, this is where it gets really practical, I think. We all face things that feel like Leviathan, don't we? It could be a chronic illness that just won't go away, or deep grief, maybe an addiction that feels unbeatable, or even larger things like global instability or the struggles in our own minds or mental health. Job 41 reminds us powerfully that we aren't actually expected to wrestle these things into submission all by ourselves. That's not the point. The call is to recognize our limits, our human scale, and then to trust that God is still sovereign, still in control, even when our lives feel like they're boiling like that pot. And that act of trusting is faith. It directly strengthens our faith in his ultimate control.
So it's almost like an invitation to let go, to release that white-knuckled grip we try to keep on everything.
Precisely. Our culture, you know, it celebrates control. Control your time, control your emotions, control your career path, control your body. But Job 41 offers a different path. It says some things are just fundamentally too big for you to manage. And admitting that, that's not weakness. The text presents it as wisdom. So yeah, it's an invitation. Trade that exhausting need for control for deeper trust. And when we obey God by doing that, by releasing control, that's when we step into a richer, more robust faith.
Okay, so feeling small in the face of something huge isn't necessarily bad. It could actually be holy, a moment of reverence.
That's a great way to put it. What's fascinating is that contemplating Leviathan's scale, its sheer otherness, it's meant to evoke awe, reverence. In a world that's often so loud, so full of ego, Job 41 pulls us back to humility, to seeing our place. And that humility, that reverence, it's fertile ground for a stronger faith, a faith that relies on God, not just ourselves.
So it sounds terrifying at first, but the ultimate point isn't fear, it's actually comfort. How does that work?
It does seem paradoxical, doesn't it? But yes, absolutely. While Leviathan itself is described in terrifying terms, the message isn't be afraid of monsters. The comfort comes from realizing that the one describing Leviathan, the one who made it, is God. The ultimate point is, even the most terrifying, powerful, seemingly uncontrollable forces you can imagine are completely subject to God. They are His. And that is incredibly good news for us, living in a world that often feels unsafe or unpredictable. Placing our hope in God's ultimate power, not our own frantic efforts, that's foundational. It strengthens faith and it encourages obedience because we know who's truly in charge. So the key takeaway really is this. We aren't in control of everything, and that's okay. But we're not alone in the chaos either. Some forces are way beyond our reach, but nothing is beyond God's reach. Our job isn't to tame Leviathan, it's to trust the one who did.
Wow. That's a really powerful way to look at it. This ancient text, this deep dive showing us that forces beyond our control are not beyond God's control. That's both challenging and deeply comforting.
It really is. And maybe that leads us to the question we can leave with you, our listener, thinking about your own life. What Leviathan, what seemingly untamable problem or situation are you perhaps willing to release? To hand over to the one who made it all and simply trust.